18th of May, Dex Stephan's Good Day program. Do you think Donald Sterling's apology was sincere? One of the questions that's been asked on our poll over the last couple of days. I'm not suggesting we're going to start there. I'm just thinking sort of out loud, actually, about all the time that's been devoted to this. Actually, this is a story that maybe you'll consider to be good news. The Colorado legislature voted to create the nation's first state-run financial cooperative for marijuana sellers, with the aim of giving newly legalized cannabis retail outlets across the state key banking services. This will be through the Federal Reserve. Approval of the so-called cannabis credit co-op came on the final day of the legislative session in Colorado. Lawmakers seeking to address problems marijuana retailers are having in getting a connection with a bank, because it's basically a cash-only business. And you know how the feds are on cash deposits of over $10,000. The feds have sort of got their tail stuck up in places that it ought not to be. They're looking pretty foolish, not only in Colorado, but in Washington State, where your tax dollars are being used to chase around people who are growing marijuana, since the state passed a bill which allows marijuana to be sold. Anyway, I think it was moderately amusing. I find it amusing to see the reaction of people when we understand how much money is being spent, how silly it is that we're going through all these machinations in the name of what? What are we protecting? What are we saving? What in the world goes on? Pretty silly stuff. Okay, having taken care of that, let's get in-depth on one of the important stories of the day. We'll be talking with Stephen Bucci, who's an expert on the Ukraine. Pro-Russian separatists ambushed Ukrainian troops on Tuesday, killing seven. Heaviest loss of life for government forces in a single clash since Kiev sent soldiers to put down a rebellion in the eastern part of the country. With the uprising and Russia's annexation of Crimea poisoning east-west relations, Moscow retaliated against U.S. sanctions by hitting aerospace projects, including refusing to extend the life of the International Space Station, which has been a showcase of post-Cold War cooperation. In other words, these people are acting like children. In Kiev, Ukraine's defense ministry and state security service said the troops were killed, seven others wounded, when their armored column was ambushed near one of the several hotspots in this Russian-speaking area east of where the army has not much success against the rebels. In fact, about 30 rebels who had taken cover among bushes along the river attacked with grenade launchers, automatic weapons near a village 12 miles from where the first incident took place. In all, as a result of the fighting, six members of the armed forces were killed, eight soldiers wounded, one of them seriously, according to the State Security Service. Rebel leaders held referendums, as you'll remember, over the weekend, which they said backed self-rule overwhelmingly. I've made the case that this is not the same, but somewhat similar to what happened in our country, when we revolted against the rule of the British. How different is this from that? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. Email Doug at DougStephan.com. Thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on what the rebels are doing now in Ukraine? Well, let's take any country that has been formed as a result of the activities of people who were dissatisfied with the way the country was going. For heaven's sakes, if we weren't in the modern era and there was any land available, I can guarantee you there are plenty of us who'd like to jump on a boat or a plane and go somewhere else and start a new country, because we're disgusted with the way our country is going. And one of the things we're tired of is getting involved in situations like the Ukraine. What are we doing there? What has it done for us? What are we creating here? Good God, what a mess. All right, next, Stephen Bucci here with more detailed analysis from an army and a politician's point of view on the situation in Ukraine. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Impossible.
Yeah, man. I was like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stefan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Stefan with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Doug Stefan's Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and the focus on Nigeria. Most of you have heard the many and sundry horrible stories emanating from Nigeria. United States, some military officials arrived in Nigeria to help the search for these kidnapped girls. There is a group that reportedly is an Islamic terrorist group, and they are the ones responsible. I was looking at the story of Sarah Lawan, who was 19 years of age, characterizing her abduction by these terrorists as too terrifying for words. There are stories on top of stories on top of stories. Let's get a story, an accurate reflection of this from Charlotte Florence, who is a research fellow responsible for international security and foreign policy issues on the Federal Financial Management Subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security. Well, good God, Charlotte, you got more credentials here or more words behind your name.
I'm actually at the Heritage Foundation now, working on Sub-Saharan Africa, just to clarify. So not a government working for Congress anymore.
Okay.
But so thanks for having me on the show.
Let's talk about the essence of what this group is about. First of all, Boko Haram. People have been mispronouncing it, called Boko Haram, kind of like the old singing group, Boko Haram. That's not the way to pronounce the name. More importantly, who are they, where'd they come from, and what do they do?
Yeah, Boko Haram is a terrorist organization, Islamic insurgents that operate in northern Nigeria. They recruit even from neighboring countries, so Niger, Cameroon, even arms trafficking to Chad. So they're pretty, they have a pretty decent reach across kind of that.
Charlotte, how have they come to being? Where does the support financially come from? Is it?
Yeah, it's with so Nigeria has a very long history of having a Muslim North, a Christian South, and so there is a an inherent distrust in the northern part of the country of the center of government in the South. The government tends to be dominated by Christians, and so there's kind of this already this distrust amongst the local population in the north, and so they're able to easily recruit from it's the poorer part of the country.
No education. It's the same thing that Al Qaeda does wherever we are, pretty much.
Yeah, it's the same story here in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Somalia. Not a lot of opportunities. A lot of young men that want to feel a part of something.
Is the right number? Is the right number 276? The number of girls that were taken from this boarding school.
Yeah, I know. Then there's a new report today saying it's still around like 310. I think it's safe to say it's above 250, but I don't know if it's more than 300.
And what do they want? What do the militarists, what do these terrorists want?
So they're seeking to create an Islamic State in Nigeria. So they're Salafi, so they want, all Western things gone, including Western education. So they'd like to see Sharia law enforced. Women wouldn't be going to school. So I think that's kind of how this kidnapping fits their narrative.
Don't they want to sell these girls into slavery? Isn't that basically, you can say that you want to have Sharia law and you can do the same old play of this religious difference versus that and we're right and you're wrong. But it seems to me from what I've garnered looking at all this stuff, this is basically just a way for them to come up with money to create more terrorist opportunities for themselves.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert on human trafficking, but I do understand that I don't know if the girls have actually been sold into slavery, but there are countries in this area, particularly Niger, Mali, Mauritania, that have, a class of slavery. They have, whole entire segments of their population that are in bonded slavery. So I know that there is a cultural aspect of this, and by no means is that acceptable. But there are, those networks that they can sell them into. So I think you're correct in assuming that this, is a financial gain for them.
Well, I'm seeing the U.S., Britain, the Israelis are sending in quote-unquote advisors to try to help find these young women and to free them. But these are obviously military moves. This is not something you're not going to send in people in a suit to try to negotiate with these terrorists, right?
Yeah, from my understanding, they'll be based in Abuja, so the capital of Nigeria. It's 350 miles away from even the Borno state, which is where Boko Haram operates in northern Nigeria. So I'm not sure how, I think it's, capacity building with the Nigerian government. If they do get into some sort of negotiation with Boko Haram for the girls, hopefully they'll be there to advise the Nigerian government to, do the most expedient thing, but also the safest thing for the girls. But I think it's a very limited response, and given, these girls might even be in Cameroon or Niger, I think this requires a much more, regional effort amongst the
international
countries in this area.
Instead of the international, the French are involved in this as well. Yeah, you would think for their own well-being, but the problem is there aren't a lot of good leaders in Africa, and there's much more polarization. All right, thanks for that interesting perspective, Charlotte Florence, here on the Good Day program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springsteen items. Roberta Fasanelli, who is the chief when it comes to our, never mind the people associated with the program, but in general, as somebody who has been doing the Yahoo for Bruce for years and years. Actually, I wonder about you and how, in terms of how this all got started. How did you first become a big Bruce Springsteen fan?
It goes all the way back to about 1972 when I was in college and I walked into a little club in Roslyn, New York and heard this music and went,
really?
Who is that?
Who is this guy?
So it's a lifetime.
It is. And so that song we just played, Michael, play that a little bit more again. I don't recognize
that's
that
the new
song.
One. That's the one off the new album.
Oh,
that's
it
the,
is.
That's the title song. More than just, you know, liking a particular singer. It's a whole social thing, too. I mean, I know hundreds of people from different walks of life that I would have never have met because, you know, your paths don't normally cross.
Yeah, right.
So, exactly. You know, it's become a whole social thing as well.
Big deal. Right. So there was an online Bruce Springsteen museum set up called blindedbythelight.com. You've been there, Roberta?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It features 300 artifacts. It's going to be in full force next month, the 30th anniversary of Born in the USA. Among the objects and handwritten lyrics, concert posters, report cards from school, and more, there are going to be, I guess, all kinds of things, passport photos, just Springsteen artifacts, his driver's license, lyrics to a song called Henry Boy, that became Rosalita. Is that the song you're familiar with? There must be a song here if you're familiar with all of these. The founder of the site is Michael Crane, who's contributed to exhibits at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's going to offer up contest prizes on this site every 6 months. First offering is an original album, the artwork autographed by Bruce Springsteen. So, well, he's got some of this guy's got to be as nutty as you. He's got the 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible in which Springsteen sat and wrote Born to Run.
Mm.
And apparently Springsteen has made his own contributions as well to this. So where's the money going to go? Would be my great story, by the way, of these 300 Bruce Springsteen artifacts is posted at DougStefan.com. So what's going to happen to the money that's raised from selling this? Is this just going to this guy's? He's collected all this stuff, so he's auctioning it off himself? Is that the deal?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I thought it was. Thank you. Very good. Okay, yesterday we asked which band or singer is better, U2, Bon Jovi, or Bruce Springsteen on Facebook.com/Good Day.
Things got mean, Dougie.
Did they really? What happened? Who won?
Well, I tallied it up because I shared the same question on my Facebook page. So I tallied up the votes there and the votes on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And it is... hate to announce it, but U2 won. U2 got 26 votes. Bon Jovi got 21, so close. And sorry, Roberta, Bruce got 9.
Lost.
Wow. And Roberta voted 3 times.
Yeah.
5 times.
I would have probably voted for Bruce myself.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, 2, 3, 4, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stefan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Hi, friends. Doug Stefan here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us. Dr. Hoffman's website is drhoffman.com. Ron, the latest MERS victim, do you want to explain again for folks what the MERS virus or problem is? And with the fellow sort of recuperating that went back to Indiana a week or so ago, is this latest MERS victim somebody or something that we should be concerned about, or is this just another media play, news media play?
Well, it is concerning, Doug, because this is now extending to our shores from the Middle East, where it's based. Actually, this is a virus that has affected several hundred people, principally in Saudi Arabia, but also it's spread to several dozen countries. And it kills between a quarter and a third of the people who contract it. It's actually kind of like a souped-up version of the cold virus. It belongs to the same viral family as the cold virus, but it also belongs to the same family as the SARS virus that was a serious threat in China.
Mm-hmm.
And what this represents is transmission to a healthcare worker. You know, working as a doctor in the United States ain't what it used to be.
No.
And you can make a heck of a lot more money going over to Saudi Arabia and working over there. You know, sometimes three and four and five times as much as you make as a primary care doctor.
Are you announcing something on the air? You're leaving for Saudi Arabia? Is that true or not?
Not yet. No. Although, you know, phone lines do work from there, so maybe the next week's discussion will be long distance. The way that this happened is healthcare, U.S. healthcare workers went over there to work and came back, and they got sick over there. This virus does not seem to be passed that easily from person to person. So what they're looking at is they're looking at the people who were in the plane with this person. This person knew that they were coming down with SARS because they knew, I'm in Saudi Arabia, I'm starting to come down with these symptoms, I've been in contact with patients. It may require really close contact with sick patients to transmit this, because it doesn't seem like any of the other people on the three different planes that this American was on are affected, although they're observing them very closely. The concern is that viruses mutate, and sometimes they change in their communicability and their virulence. And so they're on the watch now to see if there's going to be a switch in the ability of the virus to jump from person to person. So that's worrying world health authorities.
It started and is transmitted from a camel. How does a human being get close to a camel and get this?
It's, yeah, That's the deal. You know, this is often, though, the way that viruses start. You know, the swine flu, obviously, from pigs.
Yeah.
The bird flu from birds.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly AIDS from gorillas or primates in the jungle. So, you know, stuff happens.
So the people that are dying from the MERS, there were a number of deaths reported last week over in Saudi Arabia. Is it they don't have as good care? If these people, the fellow got in Indiana is better. The prognostication for the fellow that has it now, this latest victim, is, you know, fairly good. So what's over there that makes it so much harder to survive?
I think it's actually luck of the draw. It may be the condition of a person's immune system or their genetics, because it doesn't appear that you can do very much other than support people, you know, put them on an IV. There are no antiviral medications that really work. And, Frank, you know, as you know, most people realize there's nothing much you can do for a flu but wait it out.
Cold. Right, exactly. All right. The latest on MERS from Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790. Eating too much? Eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position, can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How?
No. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit 1 coupon per customer. All supplies last.
Thanks to Dr. Ron Hoffman. Always great to hear from him. He has such great insight, and especially important for us to be thinking about the MERS virus, the victims, the controversy, the overcooked media exposure, that sort of thing. Coming up in a few moments, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff takes us between between the lines, another medical involvement in the brain. Actually, this portion of the program, in depth, dealing with another investigation, you may or may not have seen and or heard about the latest information on cancer. The factors, for example, from the study that suggests there is an increase. You increase the risk of cancer when you use tobacco, when you are exposed to certain infections, when there's radiation of any sort around you, including radiation in a doctor's office, microwaves, that sort of thing. When you are obese, you increase the risk of your getting cancer. Lack of physical exercise will increase the risk of cancer. An estimated 5 to 10% of cancers are entirely hereditary. Most cancers develop through a combination of hereditary, environmental factors, and the stress level under which or in which you live. Smoking causes 90% of lung cancer. Tobacco has killed 50 million people in the past 10 years in our country. And if the trends continue, 1 billion people will die from tobacco use and exposure to it this century, which equates to one person every 6 seconds. How do we let this go on and on and on? Those who sleep less than 6 hours a night more likely to develop colon cancer, for example, than those who get more rest. Cancer has two main characteristics: abnormal cell growth, free radicals, if you will, and the ability to spread to other parts of the body through metastasis. A couple of years ago, there was an estimated 12,667,500 new cases, 12,666,500 new cases of cancer worldwide. Eastern Asia had the most new cases. Micronesia had the fewest. North America had about 1.6 million in new cases. 1 in 8 deaths in the world due to cancer. Cancer causes more death than AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria combined. Cancer is the leading cause of death in developed countries and the second leading cause of death in developing countries after heart disease. 7.6 million people died of cancer globally. Let's see, was that this last year? With the 12 million new cases being found and with almost 8 million people dying, you can see, I suppose maybe the good side of this is that there are 4 million who got cancer that didn't die. But the numbers from the National Cancer Institute, responsible for the information in this special report, suggest that by the year 2030, 21 million new cancer cases will occur around the globe. 13 million will die. Let's see here. What do we have? Nitrates, chemical additives used to preserve and add flavoring to lunch meats, cold cuts, hot dogs. Once they're in the body, they react with body chemicals, turn into cancer-causing carcinogens. If you put them, you grill a hot dog, your chances are twice as bad to be affected negatively than if you just boil the hot dog, for example. The most common cancer in women globally is breast cancer. 1.4 million new cases a year. Breast cancer also the leading cause of cancer death in women around the world. About 500,000 deaths a year. 15% of all cancers worldwide due to infections. Undeveloped countries have a higher rate of cancers due to infection than in developed countries. The microbes most responsible for cancer are the bacterium H. pylori, which is a gastric cancer. That's the story on cancer. Well, at least an up-to-the-minute story. At a time when governments are cutting funding for medical research, cancer researchers need everybody's help. There's a new campaign raising awareness and raising money in the quest to rid the world of the cancers that I've just been talking about. Here's some more on that from Brian Osich. And then we're going to join Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who will take us between the lines medically here on Good Day.
Every hour, nearly 200 Americans are told they have cancer, and the next thing they hope to hear is, you will survive. Siemens, a leader in healthcare technology solutions, is heading an effort called the Baton Pass, which will raise up to $1 million towards cancer research. The baton is being passed at events across the country and online to raise desperately needed funding for researchers. Siemens General Counsel and cancer survivor Rosemary Glazer.
Governments are being more and more judicious about where they spend their money, and it needs
needs private citizens, including corporate citizens like Siemens, to continue that fight against cancer, and this is one way to do it.
The baton includes a GPS tracking system that allows users of the Facebook app to follow its journey during the course of the campaign. Dr. Gregory Sorensen with Siemens.
We want to convey to people there's hope. There really is an opportunity now to take charge in the battle against cancer.
You can help by going to Facebook.com/thebatonpass through September 5th. That's Healthcare Now from Siemens.
Hi, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Happy to have back with us yet another contributor from the world of medicine. When you talk to people, when I do research or I have research done for the program, one of the things that comes up, there are like four things that people want to know about as we have our conversations, and one of them very strongly is the world of medicine, what's going on in the world of medicine, who can you trust. Some of the best information I find comes from the people that I know and trust and have experience with, and thus the case of Dr. Bruce Yanohoff joining the lineup here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ron Hoffman. All of them appear on the program every week. Most of the information that you get with Ken, it's always research things that are coming from the medical journals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ron's experience as a doctor in New York City and his many years, he's somebody who has taken on the cause of alternative positive medicine and made it work for him. Jack is all about nutrition and that sort of thing. I think Bruce is probably there as well. Dr. Bruce Yanohoff is here, and we added him because he does research on things that you don't know about the world of medicine that we both think you ought to know. So what's between the lines, Bruce, this week?
Well, good morning, Doug. You know, last week we were talking about some of the inherent dangers of conventional medical care. I mean, just simple things that lead to medicine being the third leading cause of death in the United States. So today I'd like to talk about NSAIDs, which are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, versus turmeric, which is a spice that's used in Indian cuisine.
Yellow.
Because the... What's that?
It's yellow.
Yes, it is. It is yellow, and it's used in making curries. But the issue is that there are more and more studies all the time about the dangers of NSAIDs. A new NIH study just linked NSAIDs with what they call leaky gut syndrome, which is that the barrier in the intestine to the peritoneum, the inside of our abdominal cavity, gets more permeable when people use NSAIDs to relieve themselves from, you know, pain of arthritis, things like that. And but it's also associated with liver damages, with kidney damage. The stomach can ulcerate from aspirin. So all of these dangers exist with NSAIDs. So now we have turmeric, and a lot of my back pain patients use turmeric as an anti-inflammatory. And the NIH has 24 current studies on the effects of turmeric and its chief active component, curcumin, that are amazing, and most all of them are related to its anti-inflammatory benefits.
Which is, so, by the way, inflammation is the cause of all disease, is it not? Anything that goes wrong with your body is a result of something being inflamed.
Quite, you know, yeah, I mean, basically you're right. Inflammation is a major kind of a problem that upsets our physiology. And so with turmeric, I mean, you know, epidemiologists have even hypothesized that turmeric is a part of the daily curries eaten in India help explain the low rate of Alzheimer's disease in that country.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, I mean, you can take a capsule of turmeric, or you can take one of the many NSAIDs, and if both of them are going to make you feel better, wouldn't it be wise to use the one that doesn't have all these well-studied deleterious effects?
Yeah. Yeah, turmeric is something. I have a big bottle of it. I take it every day. I give it to Charlotte, as a matter of fact.
Now there's a key here, too. There's something very important to know about turmeric, is that it isn't that well absorbed in the gut. And you don't have to use it in cooking. You can buy it in capsules in the health food store and just take a capsule of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't that well absorbed in the GI tract. But a recent finding is that absorption is enhanced in the presence of piperine. Now, have you ever heard of piperine?
No.
No, it's a constituent. It's a constituent of black pepper, and when combined with the turmeric, there's much better absorption. So I encourage people, give it a try.
Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here with important information between the lines. Happy to have him on board. You can check out the contributors box at DougSteffen.com to find out more about Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here on Good Day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here. Richie is off today. Stuck. Well, he's stuck. Let's just put it that way.
He's
just
stuck.
Stuck
in the middle with
Kenny is doing something with his family. So here we are, the three of us in our radio family, with a focus on family man Donald Sterling. He has
nice family man.
Apologized. He has broken down. He talked about V and his... I don't see anything about his wife, though.
Well, in her own interview, she said that she's got the divorce papers ready to go.
Ready to go. Okay. So, by the way, shop talk here with regard to the Clippers advertisers, because when all this happened 2 weeks ago, the owner of the Clippers causing the majority of clients to pull their advertising from the team's games... The station we're on in Los Angeles, KFWB, which also does the Clippers games, said that most of the advertisers have returned. The city has rallied behind the team. They are not focused on the owner. There are certainly obstacles that when something like this happens, you got to overcome. It's part of the challenge of being able to deal with these those sorts of things, the reality of how the world is today. So anyway, so that, I suppose, is good news in a way. Mr. Sterling himself speaks up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. We'll have a couple of reflective moments from Donald Sterling.
Today on with Shelley Palmer Digital Living. Search engines get better all the time, but rarely do they get more exciting. Verb, which recently won Startup Showcase TechCrunch Disrupt, looks to reinvent the search engine. Verb is a contextual search engine that collects all the relevant info you want and presents it in a savable, shareable stream. Think of it like this. If you search for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on Google, you get a bunch of links and some local showtimes. A Verb search gets you a card filled with the film's IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes scores, a list of the stars, a brief plot overview, and buttons to watch the film's trailer or to read reviews. If you decide to visit a theater showing the film, Verb will show you Yelp reviews, recent Foursquare check-ins, nearby restaurants, and more. Verb has rolled out searches for places, movies, and media, and plans to add people, startups, and more in the near future. To give Verb a try, head over to verb.com and sign up today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to shelleypalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, so Donald Sterling is in our focus here for a few moments on Good Day. Here, as he talked to, and this is probably the most played bit of audio that there is and video today. He's on with Anderson Cooper apologizing here to the NBA owners.
Okay, well, let's talk about you then. Let's talk about because the tape itself. Let's talk about the actual statement.
I'm responsible. I wanted to apologize also to my partners. I have 29 partners in a league that's a wonderful league. I respect them, and I love every owner. Every owner knows me. I love the commissioner. I'm sure that it's terribly difficult for him to impose severe punishment because he knows me so well. But here he is trying his best. The league actually believes in doing everything in their power to eliminate it, you know, racism. And here he's sitting there behind his desk, I guess, and this explosion comes on his desk, and I feel bad that I caused it.
All right. So what I want to know, Michael, I don't know if you have that piece of Jay-Z audio here. This thing is beginning to bother me, and Jay-Z was in the news yesterday anyway. The Standard Hotel in New York City says it's investigating the leak of a security video that appears to show Beyonce's sister attacking Jay-Z on an elevator.
I saw that.
What did we make of that?
She was throwing her shoes at him.
She did. I mean, she like lunged, and she connected. I think she hit him at least three times.
Well, is this about the controversy that developed yesterday when it became apparent that Jay-Z, through his music, is a target? He's a part owner of what, the New York?
The Nets.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is he, are the Nets liable for the same sort of accusatory reality that has befuddled Mr. Sterling?
I think it's only fair.
I mean,
it's good for one, it's good for the other.
Have you heard this being discussed in New York, Roberta, where you are?
Not that much, but now that this video is released, it's starting to get up there.
Right, and so he's going to get...
the video's hilarious.
Well, it shows him getting... this woman's 32.
And he's got two beefy security guards
and
in there.
Beyonce's and Beyonce's just standing there. If your sister is lunging at your husband,
She's just standing there going, okay, well, whatever.
Maybe this before.
All right, maybe Jay-Z will have a little time before the NBA commissioner himself, 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.